Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
Welcome back, 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Giovanni Cortolo is with us. He's Vice President of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. That's uschamber.com, right, Giovanni?
Absolutely, and we certainly look for everyone to tune in to some of our small business features there.
And a lot of good stuff. Join the Chamber, support what they do, because they do a lot of good work supporting small business owners in Washington, D.C., especially. Giovanni, in terms of the health care bill, I got a couple of three questions for you. But one is, talk about disingenuous folks, talk about misguided. In order to help pay for this health care bill, somebody decided that if we could get businesses to turn in 1099s for every transaction over $600, even if the other company has their own reporting where we have their taxpayer ID, their tax number, et cetera, that if we could make them do 1099s, that would raise more money and help pay for the bill. Talk about grasping at every straw. Giovanni, this has got to be killed. This is going to be a nightmare for small businesses.
Oh, absolutely. And I think small business owners, many of them that understand this, that hear about it, are raising the flag. You know, we talk about the small business bill that just passed a couple weeks ago. That doubles the penalties. That's how they pay for that small business bill, by doubling the penalties for failing to file
really, on
this 1099. So not only do you have all the expanded filings, if you misfile or you fail to file, it's a double penalty.
Wow. I didn't
know Amazing.
That. I didn't know that. So this is the 1099, folks, is all part of the healthcare bill. Giovanni, where are you guys? Where's the U.S. Chamber with regard to the health care bill? Are you trying to get it repealed? Are you trying to get it? Are you on the side of making it, rendering it unconstitutional? What's the progress there?
Well, we're realistic. We know the president has the veto pen. So regardless of what type of Congress we're interacting with after 2011, we have to be realistic and taking rifle shots. Repealing this 1099 provision is top on our list. There are some people.
That's something that you should be able to get bipartisan support on that.
Oh, absolutely. And the health care bill is like an onion. The more you peel it back, the more it smells, and the more you cry. I mean, it's the more tears you have. We did polling on the health care bill, and small businesses, a sizable 78% of small business leaders expect their business costs will increase, not decrease, as a result of the health care
bill. But here's the problem, Giovanni, and this is just like the tax situation, well, similar to the tax situation. We know it's going to increase, but we don't know how much. See, that's the uncertainty part. We can deal with increases. What we can't deal with is when we don't know how much it's going to increase.
Well, the uncertainty, and then you see small businesses react because many of these people are not adding jobs as a result.
That's exactly right.
Leaders say that the new health care law will they'll consider reducing employees
Absolutely.
Rather than adding them.
Right. What are you on the so what else are you seeing on the health care bill? Oh, I know what I was going to ask you. Some of your members, 3M and McDonald's, have recently come out and they're showing the first signs of the impact of the healthcare bill on big companies. Both of them have made big announcements recently.
Absolutely. You know, grandfathering in some of their hard-fought benefits that they feel that they, you know, they with McDonald's, it was trying to get a waiver, and certainly you heard Sebelius had to backtrack on some of the comments. And you're seeing this throughout society, that this is a very difficult legislation to navigate, especially if you want to provide benefits and you want to do the right thing. It's driving up costs. It's not bending the cost curve. And for the smallest of businesses, you see them just throwing in the towel and saying, look, I'd rather see the government handle it, and I'll just pay the penalty.
And that's kind of what they're trying to do by little bitty increments, right? Get this to move everything towards a single payer.
Right. And the bill does not have enough funding to do that. So
right.
as a result, we're going to see rationing
right.
Down the road. And this is a horrible situation.
We've got to find a way to repeal this thing, to get rid of it. We need to, hopefully the attorneys general across the country will be able to get this thing rendered unconstitutional. It's going to be a nightmare for small businesses. Giovanni Cortolo, thank you for the hard work that you're doing, trying to fight this off, to protect small business owners. For all that you do for small business, we want to say thank you.
Well, thank you too, Jim.
See you next time. Giovanni Cortolo, folks, VP of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber. He'll be back another day. I will be too. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I got to go for now, but before I go, I want to remind you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.